That. I'm hitting play now.
Ole, Ole is a researcher and author.
Right. So, pretty much everybody on this panel is well versed in anti-New World Order, Illuminati, Crowley, mind control. It's wide open today, for you, Ole. Would you like to
Okay.
talk about your books or give it, the listeners a little insight about yourself?
Yeah, I'll be happy to do that. As I said, my name is Ole Damegård, and I have a website called lightonconspiracies.com, lightonconspiracies.com. And I'm a former journalist and an author of several books, and I've been doing research for about 30 years now, where I've been totally devoted to it.
Wow.
And so,
30
no, it's,
years. I've been awake.
yeah.
I've been awake about 6.5, 7 years, and
I
I
think
don't
this
think I
is.
could make it 10. Frank, the man who owns this network, started with a newspaper and
No, it's a
many
hard
years
ro it's a
radio.
hard road to go down, because it's when you go into all this dark stuff, it's so easy to get pulled down and get into to total despair and desperation and so on. And I've been in those areas as well since the research I did. It started out, like I say, in the early 1980s, when I became almost obsessed with the JFK assassination. That was way before the JFK movie and so on. And
Yeah, wow. A lot
we
of
were just a
people obsessed with
small
JFK.
group of people that were devoted to this. And then I think I read maybe a couple of hundred books in that subject. And then after that, while I was doing that, I got really interested in the his brother Robert Kennedy's assassination as well, and Martin Luther King, Abraham Lincoln, the Oklahoma City bomb, and so on. And then it was after a while, after getting into this, I got very confused for a while, because like with the JFK assassination, for instance, it's such a multi-layered conspiracy
Yeah, like an
that
onion.
it really is. The deeper you go, the more confused you get. And
We still don't know. I was talking to, are you familiar with mind control expert Fritz Springmeier?
Yeah.
We had Fritz on, and I was telling him, I don't think they killed Oswald. I think that was all just staged, just like a lot of the other phony stuff they stage, like Sandy Hook and things like that. I think they probably gave Oswald a blank pistol. They put an act on television, stuck Oswald in an ambulance and sent him on a new mission, and then killed Jack Ruby in prison,
It's very hard to know. It really is very hard to know, especially when these false flag operations, they go way back. I mean, they were used in the 50s and onward, and it's just now that most people are becoming aware of it. So sometimes it's very difficult to find out what really happened, and especially the JFK one. It's one of the most multi-layered conspiracies done. I think that and 9/11 are the two, what do you call it? Big ships, the things that they really put an effort in,
Yeah,
because now
Oklahoma's up there too. I mean, they killed a cop and threatened other cops.
I know
No.
it, I'm talking about multi-layered
Oh,
things,
yeah.
and also how much preparation they put into it and so on. I mean, nowadays I don't know if it's because of low budget and lack of time, but they just do it
Sloppy.
it's so totally sloppy and
I had a theory on that if you'd like to hear it real quick.
go for it.
I think they do that to divide and conquer the people, because when we saw a smoking hole in the ground in Pennsylvania, but no plane parts or body parts, we went, aha, something's wrong here. And then when Rumsfeld slipped and said we shot down the plane, and then we later found out the plane landed in Cleveland and 200 passengers disembarked and were taken into the NASA facility and never heard from again. It just kept getting stranger and stranger. And my theory is on these false flag operations, they do it just good enough so the media can report it, but they deliberately leave things sloppy and open, or clues like with the Boston bombing. You'd think that the staged crisis actors would put the blood packs in their pocket and not leave them all over the sidewalk to be picked up in pictures and stuff. And the point I'm trying to make is that I believe they deliberately, because we're talking about some genius Illuminati think tank people, they deliberately put the clues in there so that us conspiracy-minded people will look at it, examine it from every which way, find the mistakes they made or the clues, and then when we start talking about it, the average sheeple who gets his news from the television and stuff will then want to kill us and be at our throats and you're crazy and blah, 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 blah. So this way they keep the public divided and, you know, the majority of sheeple are television watching people. You know, I've had people and my father and people say, well, if that was true, how come I haven't heard about that on TV?
Where you come up with this stuff?
Hey, you told me that was going to happen 2 years ago. I said, yeah, it's going to happen, and the dollar's about to crash, and the troops have been training in this country, and they bought up all this ammo, and I don't think they went this far for 100 years in this plan here, 200 years, you know, since the creation of this experiment, to back down. You know, especially if enough people wake up. Let's say we suddenly hacked into the main computers that control every television and radio show this afternoon and we inform the public the truth. In my opinion, if the public stands up and says, well, you're all under arrest and we're going to hang you for treason, I think they go underground and the bombing begins in 5 minutes. Because, you know, they're not going to just give up, you
know.
Okay,
so what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think they make the mistakes on purpose to divide and conquer us and to figure out which ones of us are awake, which ones will resist the New World Order.
Well, you know, all the world is a stage, right?
Right, right, Bill.
All the world is a stage. We are only but actors. And the important question is, who is the director?
Yeah, good question.
Well, there's, I would say there's the studio owner. And then you've got a clown director that's not following the studio who's, owners.
Who's the guy in the control room? That's the question.
Yeah. Satan. Satan's in the control room. And
buttons, right.
Michael's on the way with the two-thirds that didn't fall away, and they're going to kick his butt out of that control room shortly. So, and then, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say I don't agree with you when it comes to this sloppy thing that they do it on purpose. I just think that people have become so aware and so good at looking for the mistakes and also details, because as once you start to see that this is often made almost like by a template, you will also start knowing what to look for to find the weak points. And like these things, I think that they're getting quite desperate, and this is one of the reasons why they're repeating all these so-called mass shootings and so on to try and get people to put down, to give up their arms in the States and so on as soon as possible, because there's such an awakening going on that they are in a lot of stress, I think, the New World Order, because they need to get people in the, what do you call it, in the cage before it's too late for their agenda. So I think that is one of the reasons why it's just getting sloppy, because they're so stressed for time, and that's also the reason why they use actors, because they can't they haven't got the time to, and all the hassle with family members and so on of killed people that will just get at their throat all the time, never giving up when it comes to trying to find the real truth.
Right.
So,
yeah, so, I always wondered about that, you know.
I think they always use this need to know chain that it's very, very limited what each person knows about the whole. There's only very few people that know the whole agenda, and people who are part of these assassinations, even the killers themselves, don't know the whole picture. They just know their tiny little part of the whole machine.
Right.
And
compartmentalization.
Total compartmentalization. That is standard when it comes to these operations. And I think the reasons why they started with these with actors was because it was just becoming too much. They couldn't handle all these families and relatives and people that would not give up. They would just keep on, keep on, keep on. So they decided to, we need to get away from these people so that we can work without being interrupted all the time. And so they started with actors, and they started with a small group. And this is the thing, they've used the same group, they use the same actors. It's becoming, getting to a really ridiculous point where, I mean, you see one person killed in one picture, and then she's sitting in the background in the next picture, or in the lap of Obama. Or,
comical, I mean, huh?
It really is. It is. But it's like, do you know, if you speak the truth. The truth is, it's very simple. You don't need to remember what you said. You don't need to. People can accept the truth or see the truth for the truth. But once you start lying, and the more people that are involved in a lie, the more complicated it gets, and people start fumbling and lying to cover up each other, and then somebody else has said something that needs to be covered up, and then one guy starts speaking out, then you have to silence that one, then you have another killing with witnesses, then you need to take care of that. It gets really, really sloppy, and this is what we see. That's why in the old days, like in the early 60s and so on, they spent
just kill
a
everybody.
Lot at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, but in the old days, it was like, okay, the fake moon landing has been taken care of, so kill everybody who was involved, and cameraman and everybody, take them all out, and that ought to scare the hell out of the producer there, and we'll just let him live for a little while, and if he keeps his mouth shut, then maybe we'll knock him off a few years later after he does Eyes Wide Shut and exposes Illuminati rituals.
No, but you know, before the internet, it was really easy to silence people. But now the information gets out there so quickly, so they're having a hell of a hard time to control info and control who knows what. So this
right.
is why they're trying to act on a massive scale.
Even talk show hosts, man, you could be on like two networks and get kicked off and be on another one a month later.
Yeah.
Because you found out something disturbing that you don't even really want to talk about publicly or whatever. But, you know, I mean, in other words, right, you know, the medium of the computer is incredible. Go ahead, Bill.
It is.
Things are really heating up, though. Things are getting complicated. We're being hit from too many directions at one time.
Right.
So it gets very confusing. And your average Joe, you know, his head is spinning around out there. He doesn't know where to look. So things are getting out of control. Let's say I would say by the Illuminati themselves are losing control of this thing.
That is exactly what I mean as well. It's just getting totally out of control.
Yeah, I'm just wondering when some of these guys that I feel have been wronged, who joined the military to serve the country, and somehow wound up on a table with electrodes on him and drugs being put in him and tortured to be turned into trained killers. I'm waiting for some of these guys who are coming out of their programming to do something, you know? I mean, myself, if somebody made me a killer like that, and I found out, and I figured, well, they're going to kill me maybe too.
How do you train somebody to kill their own people, or to go up and stand against their own people?
Mind control.
Mind control.
Exactly.
Mind control and torture. Yeah?
Exactly.
Okay, are we coming
I think one of them's at my door right now.
Okay, are we coming up to a break now? Are we coming up to our break?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. We're coming up on the break here. We're going to be going to the break in a moment. I'd like everybody to mute up. And for the break, we'll mute up so it doesn't interfere with the commercials or anything. Yeah, Annie, I got it. It's cool. I just gotta, hold on, there's someone at the door. Okay, we're all set.
Okay, you got them. Okay, we'll be back after these messages.
Alrighty.
Stay tuned.
This one goes out to the farmers out there that are losing their farms, and you want to control people, control the food, right?
Oops. Keep giving more loans and more loans, that's all. Seems like that's all they've got in their head. We don't need another loan, we need a good price. Just another farm loan, that's just another payment we got to make, and we can't afford to do that.
I think the politicians are playing games with us, you know. It don't cost them anything to change the rule, you know, on embargo in another country.
Well, they want us cheap food, which I can see that, but they don't take the farmer into consideration at all.
Just sick of working 10 or 12 hours a day or more and just breaking even if you're lucky, if you're real good. If I had to start all over, if I knew what I was going to be like when I got out of high school, I probably wouldn't have done it.
You want to buy a farm?
Thank you. Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Order Doc Mike's book, How to Practice Medicine Without a License. Be Your Own Doctor, for only $14.95, plus $2 postage and handling. Call Doc Mike direct at 708-488-8887 or go to wakeupwell.org. That's wakeupwell.org to order Doc Mike's book, How to Practice Medicine Without a License. Be Your Own Doctor, for only $14.95, plus $2 postage and handling, or call 708-488-8887. That's 708-488-8887. Order now.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Alrighty, guys and gals, welcome back to Shake and Wake with Rick and Annie on American Voice Radio AVR2. So how you doing, Annie? We made it through the first section.
Yeah, we did.
50 shows under our belts and two networks, and I still get the shakes every time we do
the
show.
I do. It's like a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, it's like...
Without the vomit bag, though.
Yeah, it's like that... Have any of you guys ever been on a roller coaster before?
Oh,
you
got to
unmute. You can unmute now. Yeah, you know when you get on, like, the old ones with that chain drive? And
rickety.
And the chain is dragging you up to the top, and you got that anticipation inside, and it's like, okay, here we go. And just as you come over to the top, it's when I grab that server. And it's like, whoa, I hope this thing doesn't go off the tracks today. But, hey, it's fun. And, you know, we do this because we know which side that we're on. And I think that's really important for everybody to know which side you're on.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Because there's a lot of people out there that will try to confuse you as to, you know... Not only which side, but, you know, who is that director, producer, and studio owner?
Exactly.
And like Frank was saying, you know, a lot of people are so disillusioned with the bogus hierarchy of the old world order, you know, the Vatican and Jesuits. I do believe that a lot of people... have seen things amongst Christian faiths, and they've judged Christianity by the phonies who come in his name claiming they're for him when they're not, you know, the pagan rituals and stuff and the holidays. And basically, how can you hold anything against Yeshua Jesus, you know, our creator, for the lies that are being told and used?
That's right. It's not his fault.
Right.
Right. It's not his fault.
But, you know, you got a lot of people out there that will say, well, you know, I'm going to find my own path, and I'm going to worship nature or Buddha, or I'm going to do yoga, or I'm going to study witchcraft and put some little rocks and candles down and make my own mojo, and maybe, you know, move out to New Orleans, and I'll build a little fake thing of my enemies and stick pins in it. But, you know, all that stuff is hooey, in my opinion, you know. And I wouldn't even mess with the underworld because, like one of the guys who used to be on this network said, when dealing with what you think of alien visitors or demonic spirits, rebuke first, ask questions later, and rely upon your discernment, and shout out his name.
Amen.
I'd like to welcome back our guest, Ole. Welcome back, Ole.
Thank you so much.
Where would you like to go now? We talked about the sloppiness of the New World Order Illuminati scumbags out there that want to take our guns away. Because, like, you know, like in every great republic, first they make you register your guns, then they come take them away, and then comes genocide. What was it, like 40 to 60 million in Bolshevik Russia in 1917, I believe. Was it 1917 or 1913? No, yeah, 1917. And they didn't have the distractions we got. They weren't online watching TV.
80% reduction in the population.
Is that
the right number, 80%?
80 to 90, I think, yeah.
Wow, right.
90% now. That's what you call genocide, right?
Yes.
There.
Right.
I think it's really important to study history to see where we're going, because if you do that, you will see very clear signs of a repetition following a very similar trail. And also when you backtrack these forces that are now trying to control us in this extreme way, you go back and you will see that the same families, the same groupings, the same Freemasonry networks have been working for years and years and years.
That's funny.
And it's the same agenda that is still being carried out.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just wanted to say really quick, it's funny you said that, because the first interview I ever did as a talk show host was with a friend of mine who grew up in communist Russia. And he's heard all the stories from mom and dad and his grandparents. And when he did the interview with us, which I will be running on AVR in the near future, we'll run the hour-long interview and then take callers and stuff, because it was really good. They used the same tricks that they used on those people on us, you know, like informants, see something, say something. My Russian friend was telling me, like, Reek, like, 7 out of 10 people was, like, informing on neighbors or people they don't like, you know, like, they make out a letter that says, Reek and Annie were talking bad about President Obama, and then, you know, a few days later, people come to your house in the middle of the night and take you away and you're never seen again, you know? And, you know, he said it's really important that while we have this window of opportunity to speak up, that we should. Because if the Russian people would have spoke up, they wouldn't have been able to do that to them. But nobody did anything, he said.
Wow. No, but it's like when the population get controlled by fear, that's so much easier for them to get away with it. But if you go back, I mean, these methods that are being used, they're all the way back to the Roman Empire. They've used the same kind of tactics to control population, to carry out these assassinations on a high level, and also use the same methods of how to get away with it without the population becoming aware of what's actually going on. And so what you see is I think, especially in the States today, it's if you look at what happened before the Second World War in Germany, how the Nazis took over, how the different methods they were using and how they build up the Third Reich, this is identical, I would say, to what is going on with you guys at the moment, which is a very scary situation.
But the American people are quiet.
So with the Germans and see how it went,
exactly.
What happened.
Exactly. Right.
That's what I'm saying. If you study, I think that's why history is so important,
people,
because only by knowing where it's going with the different, when you see the different signs and how they're doing it, the different methods, the different, I mean, like you have the concentration camps, you have FEMA camps, you have the Homeland Security, you had the Vaterland Seguridad. You know, these things, they repeat and they build it up in the same way. So if you just start changing the names of people, if you say, instead of Obama, you say Adolf, and you start seeing how they build up the structure around them and how they move forward and how they use false flag operation.
Change. In
But then you're an extremist then.
Yeah.
Then they do, you become an extremist at that point.
Yeah, of course. This
right.
is, but just like we started saying, that in these days, truth has become terrorism. You know, truth is becoming to a point where it equals terrorism. If you stand for the truth, you will be seen as a terrorist, and they will deal with you like one of them. Anyone that is against them is an enemy. You know, you're either with them or against. And as soon as you stand up for what is true and right, it will have repercussions.
Well, the important thing to remember, and Olive wanted to ask a question. The important thing to remember is we expose these truths about the world not for fear, but so that people have an idea and a clue of what's coming up the pike so they can prepare for it. Because we're likely not going to be able to stop this, but at least if they can prepare for it and be ready to meet their maker if it goes that way, or prepare to survive a financial or blackout, collapse, be armed to be able to protect them, their family, their wives, their pets, you know, their property.
The biggest obstacle that we face is the
sheeple.
Level of the mind control, the quality of the mind control, if you will.
Right,
because
they have to acclimate the public.
Exactly, exactly. The public is going along for the ride.
That's the scariest part to me.
Right.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Yep.
Did you want to ask a question?
Oh, yeah, Oli. How's it going there? My question to you is maybe if you can open up the dialogue a little more and talk about, I saw your book on the website there, and you talk about the assassination of JFK, and I guess the assassination of the Swiss, can I remember right?
The Swedish Prime Minister.
Right, and the correlation. And if you know anything about the Archons and NATO and any connections there.
The main connection, what I've been able to find over these 30 years, is that there's a very, very strong connection between all the major events like JFK, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, 9/11, Oklahoma City, the assassination of Olof Palme in Sweden, the overthrow of Salvador Allende, the killing of Che Guevara, the killing of John Lennon, the killing of Bob Marley, the killing of Robert Smith in South Africa. And the red thread that goes through this is a group called Operation 40. That was it was a group created in the early or the late 1950s by President Dwight Eisenhower, who he wanted a team of special assassins, highly skilled assassins, to carry out the killing of people abroad, and well, mostly abroad. And the main target at that point were Fidel Castro. So he gave his vice president, Richard Nixon, the task of arranging for this group. And so Richard Nixon, with the help of other people, high-ranking CIA operators like E. Howard Hunt, Ted Shackley, and other people like that, David Morales, they got this group together. It consisted mostly of exiled Cubans, highly skilled former security people, military, policemen, and so on, in Miami. And so they got this group together. And in the beginning, they were trained in taking out people in many, many different ways. And like I said, they were aimed at Fidel Castro. But then when JFK was elected, and after a while he became not trustworthy for the elite anymore, and also starting through his brother Robert Kennedy, really attacking the mob that was also very connected in this whole, together with the military-industrial complex, their oil tycoons, and the world global elite, they changed the direction of this cannon and aimed it at JFK. And if you look at the different shooters in Dealey Plaza, I can name more or less all of them and where they were and positioned and so on, who were the spotters and walkie-talkie men and so on. But many of them are part of this Operation 40. And the members of this group were also directly involved in the Iran-Contras scandal. They were involved in the Watergate burglary. They were involved in these other assassinations. And even people that were present in Dealey Plaza were present some 25 years later in Stockholm when the Swedish Prime Minister was taken out. So I managed to track down the members of this group and connect them with all of these different assassinations. So I'll be happy to go into more details if you're interested in
you can elaborate. Wow, you can elaborate.
You're really incredible. You know, I mean, our guest today doesn't even live in this country, and he knows more stuff than half of the people who listen to Patriot Radio, never mind the sheeple and everything. I'd love to have you back again, Ole, if we don't get that. You know,
yeah, anytime.
Maybe we'll have you on like once a week or something.
If Ole could elaborate a little more on how he was able to track down the information, and if he could elaborate on if he knows anything about the North Atlantic Treaty Organizations and this Club of 40 and how their connection to the National Security Agency and Scalar Waves. Because everybody's talking about we're sick and more people are sick going to doctors, the stuff that's in
they're using high-tech weaponry on
vaccines. Go ahead.
No, it's... Like, I think when you get into these conspiracies, it's such a vast area and with so many different angles and different parts and so on. And just like William said here before, that we're being attacked from so many different directions at the moment, but it's the same brain behind it. It's the same group behind it using these different weapons or GMOs or you name it, assassination. It's the same little group, which gives me a lot of hope, because then instead of the world being totally mad and a very violent place to be, is if this group will just stop the madness, then this world will turn into a super beautiful place. And I'm very, very optimistic about the future, even though it looks very scary at the moment, because there's such an awakening going on, maybe not in the States so much, but in the rest of the world. It's just, they're popping up everywhere. I mean, I've been, like I said, I've been down this track for some 30 years, and I used to be very, very alone and looked upon like an absolute crazy guy. I had friends who died around me, because they were also searching for the truth. And I had to leave Sweden to get out, you know, because of the risk when you get too deep in these things.
Do you know about Bill Cooper and his, you know, him being ex-naval intelligence? And the reason they really took him out, and I hear why they take people out, is because they actually have the real inside information of what's going on.
I know Bill Cooper. I know a lot about him, and this is the thing: as if you know too much, they deal with you. Either they discredit your personality or your life. You know, they can just fill your computer at work with pedophile pictures, or put a large amount of money into your account and say you've been bribed, or
right.
Beat you or fix you so you commit suicide, you know, with a shotgun from behind, or hit you with a car. Or now they have these beautiful drones flying around, and right. You know, so it's getting so much more complicated for them because of the internet and because the way that information can be spread so fast. So the internet is the big freedom tool, I would say, and I think also the cell phones and YouTube, that is a marriage in heaven where you can film and get it up online directly, more or less. That really paralyzes them, you know. So that is a wonderful thing that is going on.
Like Bill, my favorite quote by Bill Cooper is, and a lot of people at times have attacked me for going into the dark subjects like mind control and satanic ritual abuse, but if you don't know your enemy, you have no business being on the battlefield.
Exactly, and this is... No, sorry.
No, it's all right. No, go ahead. That was his quote.
I totally agree, and like I say, it's such a dark area to go into, because the mentality of these people, I don't know how they function, but there's so much really, really sick... Yeah, there you go. Well,
they're Satanists, Luciferian Satanists. I mean, they are opposite of what a normal, loving, caring person with a conscience is. I do not believe they're just normal, same-blooded people like the majority of the people on this earth.
No.
And that's likely why they're all...
Yeah, but, you know, I asked him about the Archons, in which it basically means the rulers are authorities of this world, whether it's Sweden or the United States. These parasitical entities that live in the hearts and minds of these world leaders.
Demons.
I was just wondering if Oli has anything like that in his book that he has on his website.
I'm asking you.
No, but he didn't tell me.
Yeah, hold on. I just wanted to clarify. I think the point we're trying to make is this conspiracy to eliminate 80-90% of human beings on this planet and create this evil, horrific, hellish world goes above just human minions. In other words, do you recognize that some of these things flying around are demonic entities that are pulling the top of the pyramid, basically?
Do you know, it's like I found on an early stage that if I want people to listen to me, I need to be steady like a rock when it comes to facts and not go out in too spaced out things. So I purposely avoided everything that had to do with UFOs, alien, reptiles, all of these things. just because the air, I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I'm saying that I needed to concentrate on one part and do that part into
and what
perfection.
You can prove. Yeah, that's good. I mean, the rest of it's speculation, but
yeah, I don't speculate at all. I keep to facts, because otherwise, I'm just another one of the people talking, and I'm not interested in talking. I'm interested in presenting facts so that people can see for themselves how the jigsaw puzzle is put together, and then it's up to them to make up their own opinion and wake up or not. It's totally up to them. I'm not here to push my own opinion on anyone. I'm here to share these 30 years of deep research, and I've decided to focus on the street level, also the people who have carried out these operations, and try to identify who and how was it financed, and with the assassinations, who did what, who shot, who drove the escape cars, who were financing, and then
I totally understand you, but I mean there is some factual information that Bill Cooper had. Regarding these extraterrestrial or demonic interdimensional beings, and Eisenhower, I believe, met with them, and there was an agreement to trade technology to do experiments. So, but I mean, all I'm saying is that this is a battle between good and evil. However you want to look at it, whatever your name you give God or the devil, Satan, we are in the middle of this chessboard as pawns in the game. Pardon the pun, but I'm sure you've read that book too, right?
For sure.
I would check it out of the library, though. But go ahead.
No, I think you're totally right. It is between the dark and the light, the good and the bad. This is we are living a very ultra-modern version of an ancient history that has been carried out
years. I was so mesmerized by you, I forgot that we had to go to the break, and we're like,
what break? We don't have to go to break yet.
Yeah, we do every half hour. Yes.
Half hour.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
I pulled a Frank. We went over by a couple minutes. We'll be right back. And on that note, being that it's a spiritual battle between good and evil, we'll go to break with this one right here.
You can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn, they got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book. We'll be right back.
There's armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. By the book. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku-band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149. $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to our first episode here on American Voice Radio, AVR2. You're riding with Rick and Annie, Shaking Wake with Rick and Annie, Shake Wild Wake Bill Samsel, and our guest today, Ole. Ole!
I'm right here. Ole, ole, ole.
Great name.
Welcome back. Today's was a little nerve-wracking because on the other shows we weren't running the commercials and operating everything, but we've got a nice mixing board here. We got all the music to play, and it's been fun. It's been pretty cool. We're really actually doing a radio show now instead of just talking.
Shaking wake with all the bells and whistles
now. All right. I'd also like to mention, you know, it was Annie's birthday yesterday, and today is my departed mother's birthday. So what a great thing that, you know, we're on the air speaking truths, standing up for our creator and humanity on my mom's birthday. So, yep. Mom, if you can hear us on the other side where you're at, put in a good word for us. We'll see you soon. Hopefully not too soon.
Not too soon, Mom. Don't love me that much.
So, like I said, welcome back, Ole and Wild Bill. Who would William, did you have any questions for Olive had to reboot. We'll bring him back in a few moments. Go ahead, Bill.
I have a question for Ole. And it has to do with the Kennedy assassination. Now, would you say, Ole, would you say that was a coup that took place to where the Illuminati, if you will, went from a partial to a more total control over the American government, you know, with the CFR, the UN, the Trilateral Commission?
I would say so very definitely. My book is called Coup d'etat in slow motion. It's mainly about the assassination of the Swedish Prime Minister Olof Palme, who was part of this global elite and taken out by his own people. And but the name goes for Kennedy as well. I think it was very definitely a coup d'etat, and I believe that Kennedy was the last real president, even though there was some not so nice thing in that election as well. But
wow,
you're
incredible. If every American was like you, we wouldn't be in this position right now. You know,
well,
we get together our friends over there in England and we'll take out the Queen and everybody and MI5, 6, you know. See ya, CIA, no more Mossad. We'll just, you know.
But listen, one thing, I'm not here to spread fear or anger or revenge or hate or anything like that. I'm just... because I think the truth, like they say, will set us free. We need to inform ourselves to know how to get out of this situation and so on.
Right, but so they can't get fooled and you know what's coming up the pike and not to believe it, you know.
And also the reason I think why it's very important to look into these assassination. I mean, if it had only been that Kennedy was shot, okay, that's very sad. He was apparently a nice guy. And so on. But the main reason why it's important to look into these things is because the power and the same people who were part of the assassination are still around, and they are the ones doing this to us today. So in Dealey Plaza, for instance, that day, I would just say that all the presidents who have been after JFK have been part of the assassination, not directly active doing it, but they have been elected by the same group that took over and has stayed in power ever since. They've just changed the face in front of this massive, violent war machine. So
yes,
this is
I totally agree. And the main thing that a lot of people don't realize until you start listening to Freedom Patriot Radio and stuff is that the main thing besides wanting to splinter the CIA and take out organized crime was the money supply. He was going to give us real money again, and like Lincoln. So you know, they put him on a 50 cent piece, and that was the last of the real money, and he's gone. And I'd even go so far to say that this last election, if not for a plane crash of a young man named John F. Kennedy Jr., if his plane did not crash when it did, he would have become the next senator of New York, and he would have been two steps away from the White House, so they had to take him out early. Because let me tell you something, Hillary Clinton wouldn't have won that seat, in my opinion. You got a choice. The people of New York have a choice between Hillary Clinton, who doesn't live in New York, or John F. Kennedy Jr. He would have definitely won that seat, and he says he wasn't going to run for president, but they all like to keep it quiet until the last second. And there is no doubt in my mind, if John F. Kennedy Jr. would have threw his hat in the ring to become president, it would have been the biggest landslide ever in an election. They wouldn't have been able to rig it because there wouldn't be anybody saying, oh, well, I voted for Hillary. I voted for the black guy. Nobody would have. If John F. Kennedy would have become the president, the Illuminati would have been over.
You know what? I had read somewhere, and I read Junior. It in several places, that JFK Jr. had lunch the very day before he flew out to where he was going with Mrs. Clinton.
Yeah, there's an interesting documentary on John F. Kennedy's plane crash and everything, and it's believed that at the last minute, his flight instructor, who was going to fly with him, he had hurt his ankle and everything. And a substitute who showed up late, and I think, judging by some of the evidence, like the fuel was switched off and everything, that what must have happened is this person was mind controlled, and basically there's a lot of evidence that that plane was crashed on purpose, and then the rescue mission didn't begin till 13 hours later, but there was a reconnaissance mission that people witnessed that happened immediately. And what they had to do was get the Manchurian candidate out from the pilot co-pilot seat. You know, it's a great movie.
I tell you, actually, there was explosive plane placed in that plane a few days earlier. It was flying around with explosives without nobody knowing it. And these explosives were placed there by people from Operation 40. One was actually present in Dealey Plaza that day. I can't name this guy now because of a witness who is at risk, but I know exactly how it was placed, and it was a total assassination, that one as well. Yeah. And when you look at Hillary Clinton, she's not just anyone. She and Bill Clinton, they're super criminal people, as are many of other of the people on that level.
The Bush family, right.
Right. I tell you, the Bush family, if we're talking about Dealey Plaza, George Bush Sr., it's now more or less proven that he was in the Daltex building. If you want
to, I can... Yeah, there's a picture of him. Yeah, you can see him standing right in front of the depository building there.
Yeah, there's several pictures, but not only
that... He's standing next to Oswald on the ground floor, which would make it hard to believe 2 seconds after the shooting, someone took a picture, and Oswald's not up in the window. So there's another theory, you know.
Yeah, what you're saying is not correct, though, because he's not standing next to Oswald, and it's not just 2 seconds after the shooting. When the actual shooting took place, he was inside the Daltex building on the second floor. Right. Behind, there's like a stair. In that window... If you want to, I can just go through the shooters in the different locations.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Sure.
Okay. If we start in the Daltex building, the shooter at that, his name was Chucky Nicoletti. He was a hitman for the Chicago mob. It's important to see that this assassination was done more or less just like when they took out Julius Caesar. There was different groups involved, and all of them had to dip their hands in blood so that nobody could point accusing at anyone else, because they were all involved. And in this assassination, it was a combo of the military industrial complex, the CIA, the Secret Service, the Chicago mob, and so on. There was also some Texan oil tycoons involved in the whole thing. But the people, the actual assassins were how do you say, they joined from these different groups. So the killer in or the shooter in the Daltex building, his name was, like I said, Chucky Nicoletti. And the spotter in that same room was a man from Operation 40, a former exiled Cuban called Nestor Izquierdo. There's a statue of him in Miami now, by the way. And in the same room was Johnny Rosselli, who was the contact person between the Chicago mob and the CIA, and George Bush Sr. And George Bush Sr. were actually the paymaster of Operation 40 from the late 50s and upwards. Ah, here it comes. Because George Bush Sr., you will see how his whole career, this Operation 40 is following him, helping him to take out people right, left, and center. And then if you move on to the school, Texas School Book Depository on the sixth floor, the shooter in the window where Oswald was. When I say shooter, I say they had a rifle there. I'm not, because not all of the shooters did shoot. They were aiming at the car, but not all people, all of them shot. And the shooter in that book where the sniper nest, his name was Eladio Del Valle. And the spotter was he was from Operation 40, a former agent for the Batista regime on Cuba, but part of Operation 40. He was the shooter. And then the spotter, there was Herminio Diaz Garcia. He was also an exiled Cuban, highly skilled assassin that had been trying to take out the dictator in several different countries. Right.
Can I ask you a question, Ollie? Yeah. You know, with the I believe it happened because he did the United States notes and through the and there's a lot of reasons why, but I think that is what the camel that broke, you know, the back there was. He got rid of the Federal Reserve. It's all about money, and you got the military industrial complex.
Right. The video that he was going to expose, you know, that speech, we'll play that. It's played often, the speech that got Kennedy killed. Right.
Well, let me ask him this. Okay, he talked about CIA and FBI and police. There were some, if he, I don't know if it's in his book or if he has this information, that were actually good whistleblowers who were killed.
Loads. Loads.
Yeah, a lot of the people who said they saw the shooter.
No, but witnesses, people involved, police officers, investigators. I mean, there are hundreds of people that have been killed around the Kennedy assassination to shut it up. And at the moment, we're tracking down some of the people who are still alive who took out hundreds of these people. It's a small, small group.
Wow.
And so this makes it, I think, even more important to track down this group, because they're so central in so many of these historical events. So
yeah, well, and then what do we do once we get their names? It's like, you know, what do you do then? I mean, it's because, you know, there are certain people who can't be touched or they won't touch.
These are untouchables at the moment. I mean, these people that were part of this assassination were granted, what do you call it, more or less like amnesty for all future crimes. So they have been untouchables. But many of them have been killed by their own people because, do you know, when you know too much and you also, right, when you start getting old and you start feeling that you need to get it off your chest. This is how many of these deathbed confessions and so on, where this information is coming out more and more, because these guys are getting up in their 80s and so on.
Right.
Yeah. So it's really, like you said, it's like an onion. There are several layers. You know, you find out some things, and then there's more, and then there's more, and then the rabbit hole goes quite deep, quite deep.
It's
Bill. Did you want to mention anything about the assassination of JFK? We got like 2 minutes before we go to the final break of the day, and then we'll do the last half hour. I definitely want Ole to come back because we just scratch the surface with his knowledge and the things that he can elaborate on. He's also quite the expert on Aleister Crowley and a lot of other different things. So
that is not true, though. The last thing you said, I know very little of this guy.
Oh, all right. Annie had mentioned that you wanted to talk about Aleister Crowley and the Kennedy assassination.
Absolutely.
Maybe I was thinking of another guest.
I think you were.
So did you have a question, William, before we go to break?
Okay. Excuse me.
Unless you want to save it for after the break, because we're coming right up.
Okay.
All right. How about you think about your questions, guys? Okay. Mute up. We'll go to break, and we'll see you in a couple minutes. You're listening to Shake and Wake with Rick and Annie.
On American Voice Radio Network.
Ooh, that was nice. Say thank you.
Thank you.
Come on.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you. down and felt that cold wind blow. Well, if you don't know what I mean, won't you stand up and scream? Cause that thing is going on, but you don't know. Well, if you don't know what I mean, won't you stand up and scream? Cause that thing's going on, you don't know.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
How would you like access to personalized counseling concerning suitable healthcare alternatives for you and your family for the rest of your life? IIR provides this for only a one-time cost of $49.95. That's $49.95. One-time cost for a lifetime membership in IIR. Call 708-488-8887. That's 708-488-8887 to get your lifetime membership in IIR and take advantage of the suitable healthcare alternatives you have a right to have access to. Ask for Doc Mike at 708-488-8887 for your lifetime membership in IIR.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Order.
passion in me. A little more right, a little less fight, a little less fight, a little more spark. Pull your arm and open up your heart and maybe satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your foot and let's start walking. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on, come on.
A little less conversation. Welcome back to Shake and Wake with Rick and Annie on our first day here on American Voice Radio, AVR2. We're joined by our guest, Ole. How do you pronounce your last name again, sir?
Damagard.
Ole Damagard. And
there you go.
Our special sidekick, Wild Bill Samsel from the Samsel Report.
Hey, I'm
headline
here.
Roundup news.
That's right. That's
tomorrow, right. Well, and Wednesday, we can talk a little more and play some of your songs and everything. We had Ole come on here last minute, and wow, what a great guest! What a great first show and everything. It's
pretty
incredible. And we're also joined by Olive, our friend Olive.
Hey, how's it going? You know, one thing I got to say real quick before Bill jumps in and asks Ole a question there was I'm worried about the cows over there in St. Louis. They might be eating the wrong grass. The grass is wacky tobacky.
That's right. That's right. The doobie cows. Yes, the doobie cow.
But hey, they're healthy.
All right.
That's good for them.
Yeah,
you know?
They're healthy.
Cannabis.
Yeah, then you drink the milk and then you go and take a blood test and you get busted for THC in your. Yep. Anyway.
You can't win.
We like around on this show. You know, a lot of shows are gloom and doom, and part of what we like to do here on Shake and Wake
is... We like to yuck it up.
Yeah, we like to have fun with it. I mean, you know, some of this stuff is really dark, but the truth of the matter is that you got to know what side you're on. You got to have your faith, and you got to realize that if you're crying in the corner and scared and worried and freaking out, as you learn all this information and you go down the rabbit hole, then they've already beaten you because they've stolen your joy and lust for life. Pardon the pun, you know, wrong words there. Lust for life. You know, your love for life. Your love for life, right.
Your humanity.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, so long as we're able to have people like Bill who, and, you know, Annie and I can make people laugh and we can discuss this in a serious, but at the same time, poke fun at the bad guys, then they haven't completely beat us.
Right. When the black ops start arresting cows and, you know, putting them in FEMA camps, you know, then I'm going to be worried.
They already got their slaughterhouses. They're all across the United States, you know.
FEMA camps.
Jeez. There was a movie that I really liked from a while back, maybe 10 years ago, called K-Pax. And they were showing a scene where they said, well, there can't be too many slaughterhouses in America. You know,
how many can there be?
Right, yeah. Mm. And they show you a map with little red flags, and it's like...
The whole map is covered.
It's loaded. I mean, and now we've got 800 FEMA camps, and we know through Agenda 21 and some of the things that Ole's been talking about today that these people have no problem running us through a slaughterhouse. I mean, you have to be evil to be able to do that to other human beings.
It depends how important you are to them. If you know, it's all about... The military is very intelligent, so if they can use you... They'll try to get you, but if you're worth nothing, then, you know, they'll just want you to be sick and on welfare or on Social Security or, or have a job where you make $5 an hour and you can't make it, and that's how they'll push you down if you want to whistleblow.
Yeah, well, never fear. You know, the bottom.
Oh, you know I don't have no fear.
Never fear, that's right.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, and I'm going to keep saying to all the new people who come over and hear this show, that, you know, we're not fear-mongering. Like I said, like Bill Cooper's famous quote, if you don't know your enemy, you have no business being on the battlefield. Well, part of knowing your enemy is knowing the level that they will stoop to, the things that they will do, and that there are people that are mind-controlled, and some of the there are staged events and crisis actors, and... you know, 9/11 was an inside job, and that part of what they do is they will make someone seem crazy or set them up or you know, possibly even cause a car accident. I mean, look at how many people in just the last few years that have been taken out and because or discredited or locked up or charges filed against them. I mean, telling the truth is a crime now. Because, yeah. And I think the most damaging thing about it, and then I'll give it back to our guest, is national security. When you say that to sheeple, right, that when they hear the word national security, what they think is that is to protect the United States of America. And national security is like the national... Satanist Security Association. It's to protect them from us. But, you know, these... Oh, Bill.
Bill, you did it close to gate.
Oh, man. The sheeple getting out.
You let the sheeple out, Bill. You let the sheeple out again.
Oh.
Shame on you, Bill. I tell you.
Shame on me.
It sound like Hillary Clinton on crack.
No, that was sheeples.
You know what? I think I heard that chick from Fleetwood Mac in the background.
Oh, yeah,
there.
Stevie Nicks
oh,
was
the little
in there
girl
somewhere.
That spins around, yeah.
Yeah. She's
she
a witch.
She was in there. I think they stepped on her.
Wow, man.
I'm going to have to clean the mess. Be right back.
So, Ole,
yep.
As far as national security is concerned, it seems that when after Operation Paperclip, where the mind control and rocketry and, you know, the important Nazis like Mengele and certain people with certain knowledge were brought over here, that's when our government really... started to change with the National Security Act authorization. At this point now, if you knew there was going to be a false flag next week on a certain day, and you went on a radio show and told everybody, they could, you know, send a super soldier to pop your cap in your butt, or if they knew you were going to tell, because, hey, that's their secret plans to take over the world and... You know, through national security, you can't be exposing their secrets, you know. They can take you out. As one of my first co-hosts, first time I was going to do a show, I got to grab his clip too, Ed said, Rick, they can take me out, baby.
Take me off to a foreign land.
Take me off to a foreign country, man.
No, but
it's you know, they can do whatever they want, and they're above the law. Even the local cops and sheriffs, man, when them national security feds show up and flash the badge and say, you know, we're taking Rick and Annie, and you never picked them up, you never saw us, you won't talk about this, and we'll kill your family. Do you understand?
They're going to go,
any
yes,
questions?
Sir. They're going to go, yes, sir.
And then Rick and Annie never seen from again.
We go on the Knights of the Rendition Ride,
and, you know,
and that's it.
And all in the name of national security.
National security.
But
what's your take on that?
My take It's just a play with words. I mean, national security means absolute cover-up and censorship. Yeah. And do not dare to touch anything, because then it will hurt you. And so it's just a play. It's the same they have, you know, they send the troops out and call it Operation Freedom or Operation Stardust or whatever. It's a matter of the agenda is death, war, and destruction. And these poor soldiers are being tricked into going out and do, I mean, they're trained assassins for these banksters and with a heart in the military industrial complex and Freemasonry and so on. So it's on many of these shows I'm on, I speak directly to soldiers, I speak directly to the police and uniformed or people
here,
in uniform.
I agree, because without those soldiers and the cops and even UN soldiers and stuff, we can get them to back down or point their weapons at the power centers and the, you know, the people at the top and the people involved in these conspiracies, and we can get a few people to flip, maybe some of the lower level people who know a lot but didn't directly kill anybody, for turn state's evidence on them, and a couple judges with huge kahunas, maybe we can win this without a shot being fired, you know?
This is the whole idea. It is the whole idea. Because the big joke is that this group, the global elite we're talking about, they're only a couple of thousand, you know, and we are 7 billion. So how they can, how we let them control us. And it, the stupid thing, or the madness of it all, is that we are controlling ourselves, you know, on behalf of them. So it is so, the whole situation is absolute madness. And it's only by, or it is by waking up that this will stop, you know, and by when people start seeing what's going on and just say, hey, guys, I'm not in anymore. I'm not going to do this.
No more. Because right. Max Egan says that all the time, you know, just if we could get everybody to just say no.
The thing is, you can't focus on everybody. You can only focus on yourself and do what you can and become an example, you know, for the one standing up. And standing in truth. And also, I would say that the solution to all of this is love, not hate. You cannot fight hate with hate. You cannot fight violence with violence. It just creates more and more. But if you look in a, for instance, in a laboratory, if you have, you know, fear is the lowest of frequencies. It's like really, really very, very low, a very low frequency. And everything in the universe is a frequency, it's energy, and love is what is labeled the absolute highest frequency of them all. And if you let a very high frequency and a very low frequency meet in a laboratory, they don't start fighting, they don't meet in the middle, but the lower frequency gets annulled. It just disappears. It's just like when you go into a dark room, when you turn on the light, there's not a struggle between the light and the darkness. The darkness just disappears. And it's the same here, I would say, in all of these situations. If you fight them with violence or hatred or revenge, you will lose. You're doomed to lose, because then you're in their game. But if you raise your frequency all the time by filling your heart with gratitude and all of these big feelings like compassion and love for your friends and your surroundings, you will lift it. And when you lift it, you will start attracting on a different level. And that's, the higher you get up, the harder it is for them to grab you. Because this is one of the reasons why they pump us through media and especially through TV and so on, to press us down, and the news, to just keep us in fear, to keep us on a very, very low frequency. So I would say...
Right. There was a lower level CIA agent, whistleblower, who said that Tel A Vision was created by the government particularly for hypnotic mind control machine.
Right, and keep us in a state of fear and in that fight or flight mode.
Yeah.
So that we can't make decisions properly, and that we can't rise to that higher level of
Oh. I mean, a Tampax commercial? Come on. You don't think the ladies know? That's just ridiculous. Stuff
yeah. Like oh, it's worse than that now. We've kept the show pretty clean. So
let's keep it up.
Yes. Well, no, I wasn't. Okay, anyway.
You can order all kinds of things discreetly now, and the commercials that they have on TV are just sick.
It's total filth, and that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing that television has done. It's brought us... Television and movies and all media has been a slippery slope to drag us into a disgusting, less than way of life.
Right.
It is part of the agenda. Media is major, and the whole film industry, the mindset behind it, it's the hand in hand. Music, movies, media. So that's one of the things I'm saying when I say that we're being bombarded from or attacked from all different directions. It is it is a very challenging time at the moment, I would say.
We got like 5 minutes left. I think Bill was going to say something, but I really want to thank you and say
what
an incredible guest you've been, Ole.
thank you so much.
No, seriously.
Incredible.
When we're done with this call, we can do a wrap-up call, and I'd like to, I'll call you later on, and because I'd love to have you back. You've got
definitely.
A lot of great knowledge. Yeah, and
you definitely fooled me.
We have a guest tomorrow, right, Annie?
Yeah.
Okay. So, possibly Wednesday then. Maybe Wednesday or Thursday we could take off from where we left off today, because there's so much more we could get to.
Yeah, and all that... Bill, jump in, and just maybe we can open up the dialogue a little more. Go ahead.
Well, we got like 4 minutes. Exactly. Because then the Frank Report is up next, and Frank is the owner of American Voice Radio, who also does his own show, The Frank Report. So I definitely can't run into his time. There but go ahead if you guys want to say a last thing to Ole.
Oh, can I just say my website is...
Go ahead.
Lightonconspiracies.com. Lightonconspiracies.com. And my book, it's coming out now. It's 30 years that I put into this, and I haven't been able to get it published. But now there's a brave publisher in Arizona who's taking it on. It's called Coup d'etat in slow motion. Coup d'etat in slow motion. And also... I would, if anybody would like to sponsor me financially, you know, there's a donation button and so on the website, because it's 30 years and it's very, very hard to do these things without financial support.
Yeah, we got to go stand in line at the food bank after the show. So.
I know the situation. Kidding. No, but that's the way
it is. It can be like that at times, though. I mean, part of, you know, they're breaking us. They're strangling us. They declared that they would do an economic war on us. All
they
do is stop the food, stop the trucks, flip the switch, no power, and we're all done.
Yeah, but everybody have a go at each other at that point, you know.
Bill and Olive,
congratulations on your new show. I mean, it's really been an interesting couple of hours here.
Yeah, it went by quite quick.
Oh yes.
Well, it's your new show too, man. You're riding with the posse over here now, so
yeah, you're part of us. So
there you go.
I see a bright future for Wild Bill Samsel.
The future's so bright that you're gonna have to wear shades, dude.
Yeah, I would just like to say real quick before we go, Ollie. Yeah, I'd like the next time you do come back, Rick will, you know, contact me and I'll come back on. And I'll check out your website a little more, and maybe we can open up the dialogue a little. Not too much, I understand, but a little more.
There we go. Well, you know, we only had 2 hours and everything, but wow, it's been really fantastic. I'd like to thank you, Ole, and I'll be in touch, and we'll set something up within the next few days while we're still fresh on everything that you talked about, and I'll be giving you an archive of what we did so far.
It's very kind. I'm fully booked this week, but maybe later on.
Okay, maybe next week then or something.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll get back at you.
We'd like to thank you all for listening to Shake and Wake with Rick and Annie. We'll see you guys all tomorrow.
And
thanks, Bill and Olive, for joining us.
And stay tuned for the Frank Report on AVR 1.
Yeah, if you're listening to AVR 2 now, you want to put the Frank Report on AVR 1.
Don't miss it. It's always a good show.
Alrighty.
Thank you
Get
and goodbye.
Ready to shake and wake to the truth. This is an all-porn. Be on the lookout for the couple known as Rick and Annie.
They are armed with the truth. They consider it extreme and dangerous.
Shake and wake to the truth with Rick. Rick and Annie, weekdays in December, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, on AVR2. Visit shakeandwake.com and see if you can catch them.
We're clear. You guys still there?
All right.
I am.
There.
Yeah.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR.